streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Mr. Michael Basin. He's a well-known radio personality, a producer, a filmmaker, a motivational speaker, and he's the founder of the Michael Basin Foundation, a nonprofit organization formed to promote literacy and provide mentors for at-risk youth. So before we speak with Michael tonight, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Thank you, everybody, who tunes into our show every Wednesday night. And like my wife said, we got a very great show tonight and a very enlightening show tonight for those who's ready for some great education tonight. So without further ado, we're going to pass the mic over to Mr. Basin right now, and he's going to formally introduce himself.
What's going on, Boyd? How's everything?
Oh, man, it's a blessing to have you on the show, man. God is good, man. How you feeling out there?
Everything is everything, man. Where you at right now? Where am I speaking to you from?
Me and my wife, we at our house in Arizona right now.
Not Arizona, not the wife. You got the wife in the house, huh?
Oh, yeah. Me and her do the show together every Wednesday night for the last 4.5 years, Mr. Basin. So we're a team, you know?
That's going to make it real interesting with the wife there, let me tell you.
I know that's right, man. Hey, once again, it's a very honor to have you on the show tonight, and we just want you to go ahead and get started and let the fans know how you got started and what you do and how, you know, the blessings start coming, you know?
First of all, you sound like a Chi-Town brother. That's number one. I don't know where you're from, but you sound like you're from the Chi.
Well, I'm from Detroit, but my
same
mom
thing,
and them used to always
thing,
make
boy,
us go up
thing.
To Chicago.
Same thing.
Yeah, my mom and them used to always take us to Chicago up into Cathedral Grade Projects back in the 70s, you know?
You see how I picked that up, don't you, right? I picked that right up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, it's great. It's great being on with you guys. As you all know, I've been off radio since April. We're preparing to come back on actually sometime next year. In the meantime, we just released my latest book, Raise Your Hand If You Have Issues. I'll get into more details about that. And, of course, since I've been off the radio, I've been focusing on mentoring, which is my passion, has been some time since the Genesis 6 march that we led and spearheaded some years ago. So it's great to have some time off. I really needed to recharge my battery and spend some time with my family and spend some time every day. I love being on the ground. Yeah.
And that's the greatest thing when I talk to soldiers that know what it really is to be on the ground, because a lot of people, Mr. Basin, don't know what it is to be a foot soldier in the Army on the ground. You know, we can do all the hooping and hollering we want to do up in buildings, but you have to be on the battlefield, and that's in the streets of educating these kids nowadays.
I have so much respect for the guys that I work with, the fraternities, who've been mentoring for years, for the organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, who we partner with, 100 Black Men, the Scouts, Boys and Girls Club, Susan Taylor's organization, National Cares, and all the volunteers, man. These kids couldn't even play sports over the weekend without the volunteer, the parents who volunteer their time. So there's folks out here have been doing a lot longer than me, man. I'm just trying to assist them and bring some awareness to what they've been doing for years.
Amen to that, man, you know, and God is so good. He put people like you and other people that he need out there as a foot soldier to educate, you know, the people and educate the youths and others to what's really going on in our community, because there's so many people that turn a blind eye to the community. And I just want to ask you, what do you think about that, of when people turn a blind eye to the community and they have a chance to do something for the community? How do you feel about that?
Well, it's interesting you would mention that. One of the first things I did with the young man that I mentored myself and the teacher, Travis Wheeler, I got to give him all the credit because he brought me into his classroom to be a part of this, is I introduced him to a book called The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. And one of the things that they discuss in that book is how educated Negroes and how Negroes who have done well, you know, many times become the biggest problem. We're not bringing resources back to the community. We're not bringing money. Without bringing our experience back. And it's really unfortunate that you find that there's more uneducated or less formally educated blacks who are the more likely to start a business, because we don't have any other way toward wealth. We don't have any other way toward prosperity but to make money on our own, as opposed to expecting to work for a corporation with our degree. So we really need to all pull together if we want to make a difference.
And that is right on point, and that is totally correct, you know. And how long have you been in radio, and how long was that your passion? And I know you're going to go back to it, but what started you into radio back in old days?
I was traveling around the country promoting all my books. That's how I got introduced to radio. There was Black Expo tours going on back in the mid-90s that were very popular and very instrumental in my success, including African-American bookstores. There used to be plenty of African-American bookstores around the country. And so as a result of promoting my seminars and my book signing at the expos, I would go into the radio station that morning and talk about my seminars that I was holding at the expos. So I built a relationship with all the DJs around the country as a result of the expos, and that experience or that exposure to sitting in so many studios so many times for so many hours, I said, you know what? I'd like to do it. And it wasn't me putting down the other DJs, but, I mean, frankly, I thought I could do it better than they could. So I could do what I'd like to do better than they could. So I did it.
Right. And that take a man with courage to sit and say, look, I can do that better than you, man. So let me take a shot at that. You know what I mean? And if I fail doing that, it ain't because I didn't take a shot at getting that. Is that correct, Mr. Bazin?
I had no plans on failing. Failing was not even an option. I had been doing it for so long and was getting a response from the people that I knew all I had to do was bring the same energy every day. Now, it was a lot more difficult than I ever thought. I can tell you that right now. A lot of people think being a jock every day is easy when you're talking to 7 or 8 million people in 70 or 80 cities. It's quite a challenge, you know, for such a long period of time and talking about topics. That's not something that's never been done and will probably never be done unless I come back to radio, because people are used to hearing music. You know, they're not used to having dialogue, especially deep dialogue about molestation, about rape, about living your dream, about negative people, we talked about everything on that show. So not to mention the social activism.
Right, and that's great, because like you said, there's so many people that think being a DJ or a radio personality, the first thing they think music, you know, and it ain't always about music. I mean, music is a forefront of life, but at the same time, all these issues that's going on within our community is the first issue that we should be addressing. Do you agree with that, Mr. Bazin?
Right. I mean, anybody, you can get music from anywhere. You can listen to your iPod. You can go to satellite. You can go to the Internet. You can hear music on Pandora. You can get music anywhere. But getting content about what's going on with us, not just in our community, but things that affect our community. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of outside things that affect us. So it's, to me, that's the one thing that's missing. There will always be a void. And so for me, there will always be that opportunity and need to come back.
My man. And with that being said and done, Mr. Bates, I'm going to pass the mic to my wife.
Oh, please, Lord, no. Not the ladies. Oh, my God.
hey, stop that. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much. Tell
How
us a
doing?
Little bit about you. I'm great. tell us, you're a little bit of a pioneer for all of us who have, you know, just recently, the last few years, been on the radio, and also authors. Talk a little bit about your first self-published book, and nowadays everybody's doing it, but tell us a little bit about how you quit your job and wrote your book and went out and started selling your books.
Yeah, I was working for the Chicago Transit. I got out the Air Force and went back to school. My plan was to finish my degree, but during that time I started a business totally unrelated to writing. I was contracting different designers and selling their bags and selling their customized clothes, totally unrelated to books. But as a result of that business, I purchased a computer to organize my business. And I got exposed to books, so I became an avid reader, and that love of reading transferred into a love of writing. And so I just came up with this concept of this book about why men cheat, something I could talk about because obviously I had cheated. I know men had cheated. I knew women who had tolerated it. And it turned into a 300-page bestseller that I ended up selling 300,000 copies of as a self-published author. But that was mainly because the television talk show circuit was available. I was on Rolanda and Ricky Lake and Sally Jesse and Maury Povich before it was crazy. And I was very successful with that. So that's how the book career started.
Wow, that's amazing. So from there, what did you do? Tell us a little bit about your career and the different things that you did.
Well, from there, you know, I started moving around the country. I moved from Chicago to Dallas because I had a great relationship with Skip Murphy on K104. We did that for a while. And I wrote the next book, Me and Cry in the Dark. I just would travel around the country doing all these expos. That's how I got my exposure and doing all the book signings. And because of the relationships I had with the radio personalities, I could always call them up and tell them, hey, I'm in town. I got a book signing. Can I come on the air? So the local jocks really made my career possible. The syndication, and syndication existed then like it does now, I never would have had the success that I had, never. It would have been impossible. So then from there, of course, I continued to write, and then I had an opportunity to do a television show, Talk or Walk. The books then became stage plays. Me and Cry in the Dark traveled around the country, and then The Maintenance Man traveled around the country. We did those stage plays that were very successful, and then I had the opportunity in New York. Well, started in Greensboro, actually. My radio career started in Greensboro on a Sunday night. I bought the equipment, put it in my house, and broadcast into Greensboro on 97.1 WQMG, a show I called Love, Lust, and Lies on Sunday. And then New York would have me on with the morning show on Thursdays. And so Wendy Williams actually brought me to New York because she was killing Kiss FM on WBLS. And they said, look, you know, we need somebody to compete against Wendy. And I came on the air. We went from number 11 to number 1, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I need to make my story into a movie.
Yeah, for sure. So, here.
Yeah, what advice would you give these other young artists and entrepreneurs that's coming up, Mr. Bazin, that's trying to get their thing off the ground?
Well, you know, the one thing that's consistent no matter what a person's story is, it's relationships. My relationship with you now I know who you are. And you got to keep those bonds because those relationships are your bridges to the next level. You never know who's going to be someone who can help you out. And we got to stop burning bridges. That's the first thing we have to stop doing. And that means even in our relationships with our women and women with their men, our business relationships, we got to stop burning those. And understand that everybody you meet is a potential customer, a potential supporter, potential contact. And so that's the first thing we need to understand. The second thing is, man, you got to fix your personal life if you want your business life to work. And people don't understand that. They think they can have any kind of life and still be successful. Well, you can't because that's karma, man. It comes back on you, you know. And so I had to fix that before I got out here. I fixed my relationship with my daughter's mother. I wanted to make sure I got out here as a man with integrity, walking it the way I talked it. And from there, it was just hard work, man, and no sleep, and a lot of failure, man. A lot of failure, a lot of setbacks, a lot of fear. You know, it's a test. You know, only strong survive, man. You got to really want it to be successful.
Amen. And I can truly, truly relate to that, Mr. Baden, because me and my wife, we started our journey at what we do with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, educating kids against gangs, drugs, and violence in 2009. Mm-hmm. And we just started doing it all ourselves, you know, putting our own money up, doing our own thing. So I can relate to
right.
everything you just said because, you know, it back in the 70s and 60s, you know, so many people was like, I got to get a major record deal. You know, I got to get with Motown or EMI or something, you know. But what they truly didn't understand back then, just like it is now today, if you had your own vision, your own money, and contacts and relationships, like you just said, you could have started your own thing just like Motown, EMI started their thing because at one point in time, it wasn't no Motown until Barry Gordy had a vision and took it to the next level. You know what I mean?
Right.
With failure and consistency.
You know, Master P is
you know?
A perfect example. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Master
so
P
I'm
did
it,
and so did NWA. You know, a lot of guys did that. So. What it really boils down to, as I said, man, you know, it's about being, I know this may sound corny to a lot of people, man, but you got to have integrity to make it. You got to be a person that people like, people want to work with. You know, everything is not a ripoff and a scam, and people think they got to shuck and jive their way into success, and that's not the way to have sustainable success. And since you're married,
yep.
let me start something with you and your wife today. I'm getting myself in trouble with Lucinda real quick. So
go ahead, Mr. Baden.
So I wrote this book, Raise Your Hand If You Have Issues, and a lot of people don't know that I was a married man for many years, and my wife and I, when we divorced, because of my nonsense and my immaturity, you know, I tell people that, I openly admit that, it was many years ago, 20-plus years ago, and the one thing that I didn't know about marriage at that time is that it was really about an agreement. Sometimes you think of marriage as such an institution, that becomes very obscure. We don't know what that means. It's an institution. What does that mean? Well, the reality is, man, you have to define your own marriage. The reason I believe your marriage works, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that you, to a degree, have to set your own rules and boundaries and tell everybody else to mind their own damn business. Because it's the outside influences and people trying to define your marriage for you or you trying to model your marriage after somebody else's that really makes it close to impossible for people to remain married and be happy because there's too much outside influence. But we're not taught that. We're not taught when we get married that we have to define it for ourselves. People believe that once they call each other husband and wife, that something magical happens. They think after they have the ceremony, something magical happens. Well, guess what? Nothing magical happens. You're just with the same person you've been dating. So all those issues you had when you were dating are the same issues you're going to have or unresolved issues you're going to have when you're married. And I wish more people would focus on setting their own rules and boundaries to match their personalities, to match their temperament, to match their lifestyle, to match their desires, whether that's sexual, whether it's financial. It's a lot that goes into marriage. And I'm going to tell you something, Lucinda and boy, something I thought about today. You know, a contract of marriage is a pretty serious thing. I mean, a contract, dun, 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 right? It's very dramatic when you think about the legalities that are connected to the contract of marriage. But nobody gets a contract of any kind in corporate America, in sports, unless they demonstrate that they can perform. So I'm trying to understand, before we sign these contracts with this man and woman, which is a much long, it's a forever contract as opposed to a 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 year contract in sports, but what has that person really demonstrated to us that we give them such a contract? What is the standards for a contract of marriage besides the fact that you love somebody? Because we all know if love was the element that it took to sustain the marriage, all these people who are in love would stay married. So love is not the most important thing. Love is important, but it's not the most important thing because love changes. You can grow to love a person, you can fall out of love, fall back in love. I think unless you have an agreement and the ability to compromise and tailor that agreement, you're never going to have any success no matter how much you love somebody. And that's my take on it after 50 years of experience and being married and looking at married people. What do you think?
Well, me, myself, I got to say I'm listening to you and I'm feeling all of that because me and my wife, we have understanding on what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like most guys in a marriage, they feel they don't pull to cook, clean, wash, and things. They think that's the woman's job, you know? Well, me, myself, I cook clean on. I do the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? When my wife get home, the food is ready, the whole nine yards. You feel me? I iron clothes. I wash. I mean, this is just the way my mother brought me up. You know what I'm saying? So this is nothing that just jumped off the old block 3 years ago. I mean, my mother groomed me as a kid, you know. We didn't have no daddy, you know. So she always say, boy, you better know how to clean, cook, wash, all of that, just in case you don't have nobody to do that. But, see, I brought that into my relationship because this is what I'm taught. You know what I'm saying? Because I might be out there on the
gangster. You didn't let anybody talk you out of it either. You didn't let anybody talk you out of it. And, see, what will happen is you'll have brothers coming to you saying, man, what you doing all that ironing for? Man, let her do that. And that's what I mean about the outside influences, because more often than not, that's what's destroying the relationship, because the couple doesn't understand it's about you. It's only about you. Nobody else matters outside that couple. Everybody else is irrelevant to the relationship.
Oh, yeah, ain't no mystery.
People,
ain't no mystery.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I say ain't no mystery about that, because I don't really kick it with a lot of people. You know, I'm 50 years old now, you know, and just raising up the lifestyle that I came from, I didn't kick it with a lot of people. You know, I had a few people that was in my circle that was my main people, you know, and we all had the same kind of vision and was into the same kind of, you know, things. But I've never surrounded myself with people that didn't have no dreams and goals and ambition about themselves. That was something about me since I was a kid, you know. I never wanted to be around people like that. And as of today, I'm very antisocial with people unless you are a person that, of business, of character, and that is something that's trying to help others, you know. So that's the way I am, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's why I wrote that chapter, because unfortunately we're selling these men and women a fantasy of marriage, and we're not selling them the reality of marriage. And the other reality is that you're not going to be the same person at 25 and 30 you are at 50 years old. You're going to change, and your woman's going to change. And
right.
Many times men struggle more with the change than women do, because men, for the most part, we don't change as much as women do. Women can become more sexual. They can become a lot more curious. They start reading. They travel. They're communicating more to other women. And many times men are not prepared to handle that woman who's continued to educate herself and enlighten herself and explore herself. So nobody tells us that our women are going to change. Nobody tells the women that that man may become more ambitious, less ambitious. That change is tough, man. You know, it really is for a lot of people, because we think the person we marry is going to be the same person we're with 10 years from now. Hell, it may not be the same person you're with 3 years from now. So
exactly.
Nobody's talking about how to manage that change.
Right. You know, and like you just said, you have to be on the same page. You know what I mean? You got to know that with anything, whether it's a business relationship or a marriage or what have you, you know, either that's going to grow abundantly or it's going to fall apart abundantly. You know what I mean? It's only two ways the ship can sail. You know what I mean? So you have to be accurate at what you're trying to achieve with anything you set out to do.
And then there's so many other aspects of the book, man, from things that deal with not necessarily religion, but people's lack of understanding that they got to get out there and do some action and not just pray and go to church. I actually get into that because I have a lot of Christian followers. I'm not a religious man, but I'm a spiritual man. So I like
Amen.
To challenge people on how dedicated they are to this higher power they believe in. Do they understand that higher power requests things of them, that they're accountable to it, that you have to get out there and be active? I have a chapter called Prayer is Not Enough. And that's not an attack on my religious family. That is a call to action.
Right, that's a wake-up.
Don't be blinded, because there's a lot of game in religion, and those of us from the Midwest, we know it, because we've seen a lot of pimps turn into pastors, and we know why, because they have that charisma. And so
right.
We have to learn how to separate the rhetoric and a lot of the hoopla and the emotions that are tied to church with people who are actually doing the work. And that's what we need, more people out there in the streets doing the work and less talking in tongues and listening to the band and hallelujah and paying tithes, and get out,
right, and jump
out
it up
there
and
in the
down.
Street and start helping people. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, when they jump up and down, Mr. Bays, and after the church, they down to Little Joe House chilling. You know what I mean? They ain't thinking about going around the corner feeding the homeless man that just asked for 50 cents, but you got $2,000 in your pocket, but you can't get this man 50 cents for a sandwich. You know what I mean? And that's just abundant to me, man, on how people do that game, you know? So, yeah, what you're saying, I done seen, you know what I mean, all my life, you know? And I just couldn't fathom that, man. You know, when I was in that lifestyle in the streets, I always watched out for people. I didn't even have to know you, man. You know what I mean? If I seen you was down in your luck, I'd give you a few dollars and keep it moving. You know, you don't owe me nothing. You know, all the drugs I sold in the ghetto, I always gave back to the ghetto. You know, if your mama was a dope fiend and she bought drugs from me, I'm still going to watch out for the kids because I know your moms and them spending the dope money, you know? So, I mean, it's just so much people don't understand when it comes to life. They think because I go to church all my life, I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? But the man in the street that's out there hustling, he giving back to the hood. It's wrong to sell drugs. We all know that. But you're giving back to people. You know what I mean? That's a good thing that you're giving back to people. You know, drugs ain't going to last forever because you're going to get caught up or get killed. But at the same time, if you're doing it, reach out to people, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Reach out to people. Don't hog all the money because you can't take it to jail with you or to the graveyard.
Well, look, I appreciate you all having me on. I got another interview in about 5 minutes I had to prepare for, but I really appreciate you taking the time to have me on. I hope your family who's listening will go to Bazin Live. That's where I'm at. I've been on Bazin Live on Twitter, Bazin Live on Facebook. And stay tuned with what we got going on. I'll be on Steve Harvey's show tomorrow morning at 8:45 Eastern Time, and we'll start hitting the TV talk show circuit to talk about mentoring and the new book, Raise Your Hand If You Have Issues. So, Lucinda, it's nice talking to you, lady.
Nice talk to you, too. And I just wanted to make one last comment about your question.
Sure.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, you reap what you sow, and even in a marriage, you know, you have to constantly nurture each other, and, you know, it's not always 50-50. You have to give and take. You have to work together,
right?
And you have to have the same common goals that you're working towards in the end, and then you just work together and, you know, work on getting there. But, you know, that's what Rob and I do. We work together. We do it together. You know, he helps me. I help him. And it's not all, you know, one way, either way. It's both of us doing a lot of things for each other.
That compromise is something else, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. That's the hardest part about being in any relationship is the compromise. So you all seem to have it together, man. I hope you continue to be successful with what you're doing. And once again, man, just thank you for having me on. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, and maybe we can get you back on another time.
Oh, no doubt about it. Just stay in touch with Pamela, man. You guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's important.
Hey, we appreciate that, Mr. Bates. I wanted to play a song for you if you got time to listen to it. It's called Never Give Up, because you didn't give up on your dream. I just wanted to go out with that tonight for you.
Let's do it, man.
You my man. Here we go. Live with Mr. Bazin in the house. Don't forget to check him out on the Steve Harvey Show tomorrow. And we sending him out with a nice hot track called Never Give Up.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress.
but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Gotta take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. Until this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Don't let them hold you down. You gotta get up. You're on your dreams. Never give up. Never, never give up. You gotta keep on hustling. Keep on rocking. Keep on making. Keep believing.
To the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we had my man Michael Bazin on the show tonight, and he was all the way live. And I'm going to go right here to my man, Tucky. That's my man, D. What's good with you, D? That's you tonight,
hey, what's
Damien?
What's going on, Rob?
What's up,
what's Rob?
What's good, man? I see you here listening to the show tonight, all the way live. What's good with you?
Oh man, I got a ride with my man. I was I used to listen to Michael Bazin when I was in Florida for a while, and suddenly they just snatched the show off, and it had started to grow on me. So I mean, I'm always feeling him, and it was real. I definitely had to tune in. I try to tune in every Wednesday, but I definitely had to tune in tonight, man. It was a great show, man.
Oh man, I'm glad you loved it, man. You know, yeah, you know, we're gonna have some hot guests coming on the show. Every week, man, you know what I'm saying? So everybody stay tuned, man, because it's going down. You feel me?
Okay. Respect, Rob. Don't stop me. How you doing, Lucinda?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm steady pushing. No complaints.
Good. Glad you could call in. Nice to hear from you.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Hey, I want you to hold on and ride with me, D. I'm going to see who our other guest is on the show tonight. Hold on, all right?
Okay, Rob.
My man. Hey, what's up, Triple Ones? You in the house. this my other caller? Hello? All right. Hey, D, you back with me?
Sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, I had another guest on the line tonight. I guess they couldn't rap. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a couple commercials, you know what I'm saying? We're going to just take it light tonight, and we're going to wrap up in the next 20 minutes. We're going to take it all the way light. So we're going to go to a couple commercials, and we'll be right back with you, D.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Help Free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help Free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be right back here with the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We're back with my man D in the house. And D, man, I want you to just run it down to the fans, man, while you're on the line with me. D ride with me every Wednesday night. Let them know about your new project that's coming out, D.
Oh, man, my new project is The Seven Keys to Strolling Through Hell, Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water. This is a serious demonstration. It's a book about personal experiences, how I was able to cope with my personal, what I would refer to as hell, spending the last decade in prison. I was just released, and this book just breaks down how to keep on moving, how to keep pushing, how not to allow anything, any circumstances or situation to stop you from striving for progress. And anyone who's ever been in a bad situation or predicament can learn something or feel something or be inspired or motivated by this book, The Seven Keys to Strolling Through Hell, Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water.
My man, and D wants you to know, D done spent, you know what I mean, 16 years in the prison system, and he wants you to know that he was definitely holding a glass of ice water going through that penitentiary. You feel me? And it's definitely like hell going through there. So sometimes the ice had ice in it, and a lot of times that ice melted. Is that right, D?
Yes, indeed. Sometimes that ice melted, but under no circumstances would a brother allow himself to stop or be deterred. And no matter what we go through, no matter what type of decisions we make, I'll be the first to admit that I've made plenty of poor decisions. We cannot allow those decisions or our past experiences or mistakes to define us as people, but we can learn from all of these mistakes and poor decisions, and we can keep pushing and we can grow. And that's what this is all about. It's about positive progression, just continuing to move forward no matter what.
The bottom line on that right there, you feel me? And I'm feeling you all the way, D, you feel me? Because you always ride with me, man. So, look, man, we're going to go through another track, D. You just hang in there with me, and we'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, Rob.
What's your cast up to, man? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real, love.
Every day's a struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Constant struggle, you know?
Constant struggle,
I
understand that,
you know?
You
know?
Gotta keep moving on,
you
know?
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try, try.
See, everybody first went broke like me, bro. Wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street.
Ball.
Living that everyday life. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed.
Mercy,
between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bag when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Cardio frame with the diamond chip. I just bought a new whip. Candy painted double dip. Every day's a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Life can't break the stress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it.
I
prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking it. You ski,
keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. Just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd. A must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train, it's really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this, she listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs. Let's unwind, slow it down, two-step. Now nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream.
Slow dancing the side day, she sipping the wine slow. I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Ives Lee's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real, so I know that it's real.
Now
that's love. Walking memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Meryl Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Have a dream, show some love.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Help free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join in support with your help and donations. Buy buttons, download shirts, hats at the freegiproject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free GI. freegiproject.org. thefreegiproject.org.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
9/11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City. Agenda 21.
They know some of us.
No, but they think most of us.
Y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't FEMA camps. The barbed wire's pointed in.
These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I will be the cannon fodder. I will be the example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones.
But not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way.
All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns.
They can't fool us.
We're not the ones.
They can lie to some, but not to all.
As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball.
We're patriots. They best heed the call.
As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. There's strength in numbers.
Many have make life work. We can watch them crumble.
Fumble and fall. Run and crawl. Against the snakes in the grass. We gotta stand tall.
This song's a warning shot. We are coming. That is all.
There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
No 1776.
We ain't gon' be your slaves.
We ain't gon' be your bitch.
We ain't gon' be your punk.
We ain't gon' be your trick.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt. Just a little prick.
Little girl, yeah, bitch, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, we're down the knife.
If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you.
So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you.
You'll get burned like toast.
From coast to coast and sea to shining sea.
We won't stand for their itch.
No, none of your tyranny.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
Looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisole, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com/page/store
www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com/1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ing.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back Apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we got like 5 minutes, and we got my main man on the line tonight. What's good with your G.I.?
Man, go around here. How y'all doing, man? How was Michael Bazin, man? I missed this, man. I know he gave y'all a good show.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, man. He rolled with us for a strong 30, you know what I mean? And he had to break camp. He had another joint he had to get on. And he's going to be on our man Steve Harvey's show in the morning. So it's all good, man. You know what's happening with you.
Oh, man, I'm just giving thanks and praises, man, just, you know, reaching out, you know, as I always do on Wednesday nights at 8:30, you know, Pacific time, checking out The Streets Don't Love You Back. I'm just hating that I'm as late tonight, you know, due to situation.
Oh, it's all good,
but, you know,
man. Hey,
yeah,
we know your situation. Yeah, we know your situation, baby, so it ain't like you can just walk down the street and say, I'm finna go get me a cheeseburger and then I'm gonna chill. We know that it's a misunderstanding, baby.
Yeah, soon come. I want to let y'all know, too, on the freegiproject.org, we got the petition up now. We just put the petition up 2 days ago. You can go on there.
Oh, I already done shared the petition. Yeah, I already shared petition, baby. That's already a done deal. I seen it over on T-Rob page.
Oh, good looking, bro. Good looking. I appreciate that. Much love to you and your wife, man, and the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got my back. I got y'all back. We got each other's back. It's a unity thing. We kicking it in.
Oh, you better believe that, homeboy, because, yeah, that's already circulating around, man. You feel me?
That's what's up.
Yeah, I was on top of that. You dig what I'm saying? No sooner I see T-Rob post. You feel me? I was right at it.
Oh, much love, man. We got to get people signed up on it because we're going to take that straight to the governor. Straight to the attorney general and get us a federal investigation or something that's going to, you know, expose this cover-up and conspiracy that they did to put me up in here, man. The facts is going, you know, the truth is going to come out and the truth shall set me free.
You already know it. So we want you to hold on right there. We're going to hit another commercial. We'll be right back with you, baby.
One love.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, The Streets Don't Love You Back sent you.
Hey, caller, you on air tonight?
Hello?
Hey, what's good with you?
Is this Rob in the house?
You know I'm in the house. It's got to be my homegirl, Miss Sharon.
Yes, I've been listening to you and your special guest.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, you know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We had Michael Bazin on the show, and we're going to have a lot of good shows coming up every week. We got a lot of good things coming up, and we just thanking God for all the connections and positive people that we bring into the stage.
Yes, amen. I just want to thank you. You guys have been doing an awesome job, and I can relate to a lot of things that he's been saying about contracts and marriage and stuff like that. You know, it takes two to walk the walk and talk the talk, and, you know, it takes commitment and understanding. So all day long. Yeah, I could totally relate to some of the things that he's saying out there. So just want to give a shout out that, you know, what he's saying, a lot of things that I can understand.
Without a doubt. We definitely appreciate that. And while we got our main homegirl on the line tonight, we want to give a big shout-out to Buckeye Valley News and, you know, our homegirl, Miss Rhonda. You know, Miss Rhonda went out and shot some pictures of our homeboy, Big Snoop Dogg, tonight, who performed right there at the Arizona State Fair tonight. So we want to give a big shout-out to our homegirl, Team Rhonda, for covering that for the team.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. She's an inspiration to the paper, and she's just an amazing person.
Oh, yeah, she definitely that, you know what I mean, because she definitely do what she says she's going to do, and she definitely takes care of her business. So we had to get a homegirl a big shout-out for covering Snoop out there at the Arizona State Fair tonight. You know, great pictures I've been seeing posted, and it's all good, and I know he did his thing.
Yep, and one day we'll all be invited and we'll have a night out with him. We'll celebrate his victory.
Oh, without a doubt. You already know that's coming, you know. And I want to give a big shout-out to my wife, Flash Queen. She'll be through shortly with Snoop Mother's book. And his mother book will be coming out mid-November, and it's entitled Real Love 2. So it's going down, and we just want to give Snoop Moms a big shout-out, Ms. Beverly Green, you know, Evangelist Beverly Green, that's doing her thing and helping save lives and educating these youths out here as well, among other people as well. So we just want to get a whole team a shout-out. You know, everybody's doing great work and doing their thing.
Yes, your wife is very gifted. She's a great writer, and Mrs. Green is very blessed to have someone like your wife to edit her book. She's amazing.
I appreciate that. You know, I always tell my missus, you know, a lot of times I tell her straight, I say, man, I say, you're a genius. You know what I mean? And I say that coldly about her because a lot of things that my wife do, just like me, she self-taught herself on a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? It's not like nobody sat at the table and say this, how did, you know, how A go and B go there. I mean, everything is self-taught. You know, when she did my book, you know, The Streets Will Love You Back, you know, when she edited and added things and completed the whole mission. So everything The Streets Don't Love You Back do is all in-house, you know. We only go outside the house to print our books up and have things printed. But everything my wife does as far as our logos and things like that, she creates all of that. And, you know, it's nothing like being self-done, you know. Yes. And I'm going to put the missus on for a minute to holler at you, Miss Sharon.
Are you there, Sharon?
You there, Miss Sharon? Oh, the call dropped. She'll be right back. What about you, my man? Do you there?
You know, I'm riding with y'all.
My man, you know. I'm going to throw my other homeboy in here too, man. You know what I'm saying? My boy, G.I. What's good with the G.I.?
I'm riding with the Streets Don't Love You Back. I'm here shooting and booted.
My man. Hey, that's my man Damien right there. Damien, you met G.I. before on the last run with us, right?
Yeah, what's up, man? Everything good, man. It's going live and strong, man. You know, just hanging in here with the Streets Don't Love You Back with my boy Rob and Miss Lucinda, man. You know, we doing big things, man. I appreciate everything that they do for a brother, you know. But I know I'm going to be touching the streets real soon, man, so it's going to be on and cracking. So,
yes,
indeed. Movies, everything, you know. We're going to be back in full production on the movies, TV, videos, and music, everything, you know. So it's all good. I see we linked in and
making things happen, man, doing shows and everything, bro. So it's all one love, one unity, one aim, one destiny.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And, you know, my boy D, you know, D did a 10-piece on this last bit of his. And you came home, what day you came? Hold on 1 second. I got my people back. Hold on.
Okay.
You have Ms. Sharon?
Yeah, sorry. I got disconnected. Bad reception.
Okay. Okay, here go my wife. She wanted to say something to you. We appreciate everything you do.
I appreciate you guys.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
I just wanted to say thank you for all the compliments. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that I, like you said, I have learned. But the other thing, too, is when I was in high school, I was in journalism. So, you know, for all you young kids out there that, you know, are in high school, there's so many different things that you can learn. You know, I was in journalism and did good in English and, you know, was on the yearbook committee and the newspaper manager in high school. So, you know, I learned a lot of little things about back then. It was in the old days, you used to have to strip the newsletter, and it was called stripping. You had to set all the typeset and all that, and it way different than it is now with a computer. But, you know, you just learn things along the way, and now you just learn as you go.
Mm-hmm. You're multi-talented. We used to still, when I first came on the Buckeye Valley News, we still did typeset until this recently. So I wasn't born with a, how do you say, silver spoon in my mouth like you, or just my thoughts and my talents, but I was born with different talents, and we all have our special talents. But you're just an amazing woman, and, you know, we all have our talents. We just have to make multiple talents out of them because we're all gifted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know the story in the Bible of the men that were given talents, and some buried mm-hmm. them. And some used
yeah.
them, and the ones that buried them lost it, and the ones that used it got more. So you have to be able to share what you have and use what you have and, you know, help as many people as you can, and then things will come back to you in a good way.
Yeah, and even when you don't know, you don't have many talents, you have just that one little talent. That talent can grow into
exactly.
many talents. So never, never give up on your hopes and dreams, because that talent is like a seed. You plant a seed and it will harvest and it will grow. So you got to remember that. That don't give up. Never, never give up. Just because you think you just have, oh, I only have one talent. No, that talent has a seed and it will branch off and it will grow and grow. So never give up.
Exactly. Yep. You know, and you may not even know you have a talent. So don't be afraid to fail at something because you know don't think you can do it. Try it. Try everything. I mean, everybody that's ever succeeded at anything failed over and over and over again. So just don't give up. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to try, because you're never going to know until you try it and do it, you know? And if you don't succeed at that, keep trying or try something different. Just don't ever give up. Because there's so many
you're
different
right.
things that you can do out there. Exactly. And you are a very talented woman yourself, so... A shout out to
thank
Sharon.
You.
Back
yeah.
to you, girlfriend. That's right. That's right.
We're gonna dedicate a song to you tonight, Miss Sharon. Before you get off
awesome.
The line, we're gonna dedicate a song to you called "California Dreaming." So you sit back and relax, and we're gonna kick this song for Miss Sharon tonight,
oh, one,
California
One more
Dreamer.
Thing before you turn on that song. I just want to let
yes,
everybody know that toothbrushes, toothpaste, everything. We're going to be having a box in our office, a box in the house for you guys. So if you guys want to donate
good.
Anything, it's going to be in the house at Buckeye Valley News.
Right. You heard that from the chief herself. You feel me? You know, we're going to be having our homeless feed coming up. And we're going to be collecting toothbrushes, toothpaste, and deodorant and soap and towels and all of that, because it's the Thanksgiving month of November. And after that, I'm quite sure the chief herself going to ride with us on our Christmas, you know, toy drive and food drive. This is our fifth year that we raise toys in the state of Arizona for Maricopa and Arizona, period, you know. People that's not fortunate. So we do a good job at doing that, and we've been doing that for the last 4 years, and this year is the fifth year with our toy drive. And we thank everybody who always worked with us on that, and we're always very successful at putting smiles on these kids' faces.
Amen.
All right. Now we're going to go to this hot track for our homegirl, Miss Sharon. It's called California Dreaming. Straight to her. Welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And that track was sent out to our homegirl, Miss Sharon, you feel me, at Buckeye Valley News. Back at you, Miss Sharon. What's good with you? Let the people know what's happening.
Well, let's see. We have the best advertising rates in Arizona. We have the best rates for publications and public notices. So just give us a call at 623-386-4426. That number again is 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't send you back, stuff you.
Right. You already know it. You already know it, you know. And it's the pleasure always. Go ahead, Miss Sharon.
Good night.
All right, you have a great night, Miss Sharon, and talk to us tomorrow if you need us.
Okay, thank you. You guys take care.
All right, have a blessed one now.
You too.
Uh-huh. All right, now I'm back with both of my homeboys, D and G. What's good, baby?
What's good, Wick? Still in line.
Hey, we still live, living in color, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and we're going to dedicate a song to both of y'all homies, man, because y'all ride with me all the time. You feel me? So I got to dedicate this one to y'all. And this one is called Guide and Protect Us by my homeboy out of Cincinnati called Rising Sun. You feel me? Rising Sun, you my man, and much love to you, baby. So we're going to send this out to my homeboy, D&GI, Guide and Protect Us.
For sure, for sure.
Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray. Yeah, the one who is there when no one has a care, I say, Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray. Yeah, and lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way. Lord, how precious your love and your grace and your counting days. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, now I shall repent. Yeah, with all of my strength I will fight with an iron fist. Lord, the breeders of hate and the thieves, they don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name. Yeah, and slaughter the wicked quickly with no thought or shame. Lord, for my heart is firm in your hands, so I've no disgrace. No, I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face. Boy, I never can give in a praise for your tenderness. Lord, to be in your infinite grace is my happiness. Yeah, no matter the time or the place, you're omnipotent. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, so I shall repent. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. Yeah, we tried the long rocky road.
Uh-huh.
The Buffalo Soldier fights the power freedom war. The last step on the throne, the conquering disciples burn your congregation. Yeah,
yeah.
Collect the security, we build a better nation. Time for strife, for unity. Say nothing and fight, nothing and war, but brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things, we're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love. So I will always try
to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. Then give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, kicked live tonight, you know what I mean? And we got my homeboy, Damien, got my other homeboy on the line, G.I. D., what's good with you, man? How did you like that track?
Oh, man, it sounds good. It's just flowing. I like how you just keep on bringing out people I've never really heard of, and, I mean, giving them that exposure, man, because, I mean, everything they... All the music that you play, I mean, it's like, it's inspirational. It's motivating.
My man, I'm going to go to my boy G.I. and get his input on that dedication, you know? Right at you, G.I. I was good on that dedication.
Hey, who was that you said that was again?
That was my homeboy, Rising Sun. He from Cincinnati, you know? We recorded together, you know?
The homeboy. I just want to know how can I get that license on the Free G.I. Project soundtrack, man. I done heard a couple songs on here, Rob. We got to sit down and talk, man, for real, man.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, I'm tired with a lot of people on the music thing, too, you know. So, yeah, we'll kick it on that, and we'll see what we can make happen, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, you know, on the show, man, we appreciate all y'all that's coming on the show every Wednesday night and just being an inspiration to these youngsters and, you know, these elders as well that need direction. And we just want to thank everybody, man, that joined forces with us to educate our youth and others, man, against these gangs, drugs, and violence. And it's a better way in the game now. This 2013, man, it ain't no sense or no reason to be talking about I'm a gangbanger or, you know what I mean, I'm a kingpin. Come on, man, it's 2013, bruh. You know what I mean? The hustle is this internet now. That's the global hustle where everybody's getting money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Be business owners and entrepreneurs and professionals, doctors and lawyers, man. It's a whole nother way for the youngsters these days, man. You know, us coming up in our time, you know, they only showed us one way, two way sports and the streets. You know, now it's a whole different avenue. So we here, we live and direct, you know, we letting it know that these prison systems is full with us, and it's not. We're going to have to stop this process, man, this whole dilemma that's been going on from, you know, the lack of education to the lack of, you know, support in the single homes, you know, and in the streets, you know. But we got to work past that and overcome these hurdles at one, because they try to fill these penitentiaries up with the youngsters that's out there, man. So, you know, keep y'all's heads up, stay strong, stay focused. There's a bigger prize for you guys these days, man. Y'all got the internet, y'all got education systems, and y'all got brothers that's like, you know, us that's coming to y'all and telling y'all, man, this ain't it, you know, and really be coming with y'all on some real things. You know, brothers and sisters out there, keep your heads up and stay out the violence, stay out the gangs, stay out the streets. On love. God bless.
Thank you. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out real quick to all of our guests that have been in the chat room tonight. You know, we do have a chat room open every Wednesday night during our show, so it's always nice to see, you know, people in there and people shouting out to us. So, you know, we just want to give a shout-out to Lori Smith, who's in the chat room, and she was on our show a while back, and she's just giving us a shout out in the chat room. So we want to say hi to Lori. Thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate all your nice comments. And to all the other guests that have been in the chat room tonight, you know, thanks for joining us, and you're welcome to join us every Wednesday night.
Hey, that's what's happening. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, man. So we're going to go ahead, and it's another track before we leave, and we're going to close out after this. And I just want to give another track out to everybody across the globe, you know, because I think everybody needs inspiration, because you never know who's down, who's feeling bad, who might be on the other end of the game, and that's just feeling that way, you know? So I'm going to go ahead and shoot something else out to you, because a lot of people in life don't understand that sometimes, you know? So we're going to go here with this song right here, and I'm not going to even say the name of the song. What I'm going to do is just go ahead and click the song and let the song be what it be. How that sound, fellas?
Make it do what it do. Streets don't love you back.
Here you go, baby.
Take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feeling down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, I know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feeling down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized, like rolling tides in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing, I think about you every time that you leave. And I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a space, put my arms around your waist.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Be out there, no secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Now that I got you here with me, I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed and show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sitting, just listen and learn. I'm spending my addiction and I'm finna earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a space, put my arms around your waist.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
We got a little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. That track right there, Lay My Feelings Down, is by my homeboy LD out of Cincinnati as well. Me and LD done recorded together and done did a lot of major things together, so I want to give a big shout-out to him and his wife, Holly, and it's all good. And to my little niece and nephew, their kids, it's all love, you feel me? And we're going to go right back to my homeboys, G.I. and my man D, and let them get their last shout-outs. All right, G, you there, baby.
Yo, yo, let's send a shout-out to all the people that's listening, you know what I'm saying, to the Streets Don't Love You Back, Robin Boyd. Let's send big much love, much respect. You know what I'm saying? I want to send a shout-out to my boy T-Rob, to all my loved ones at Extravagant Life Entertainment, all my peoples in Cincinnati, L.A., all over the world. One love. I want to send a shout-out to all my brethren and sisters on the Rastafarians, you know what I'm saying? One love, Selassie, I big up. Snoop Lion, you know the business, y'all saying, if you're listening. You know, there's 10 shots out to everybody, man. One love.
There it is, Jen. Hold tight. We're going to go to my other homeboy, D. What it do, D? You on there?
Yeah, man, I just want to basically send a shout-out to you, Rob, and Lucinda. The Streets Don't Love You Back. I mean, the utmost respect for what y'all have been doing. I've been just watched y'all grow, and I'm still watching you grow. I appreciate it. I just want to send a shout-out to everybody that's been through something and has made it out, everybody who's going through something and refuses to give up and is going to make it out, and just keep on pushing. Man, I just really appreciate what y'all are doing, man, and I just ask y'all, don't stop, man.
That's what it is, man, and I just want to let everybody know that my boy Damien, he became a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back while he was in prison. And when he stepped down this year in June, he locked right in with me, you feel me? So he wasn't just a guy that was just talking while he was in the joint. You know what I mean? He came out, jumped on the train, and he's been riding there since, you feel me? And we just want to give a shout-out to Ms. Donna Buchanan as well, a young lady who joined our movement while she was in prison, did 13 years, came home. My wife did a book for her. She edited her book and put her book together for her, and it's called Second Chance Runaway. And you can get that book at lulu.com, and just punch it up, Google it up, and you'll see all where it's at. You feel me? So we just letting everybody know, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, we global. We do this for real. You know, we reach inside the belly of the beast, and we extend our hand to the people inside there. And either they join or they think about joining, you know what I'm saying? It's something positive and something that's educating. So we want to thank all our members in 150 prisons across the country, fed and state, men and women, you know. And Damien came out the Fed joint. Ms. Buchanan came out the state joint. So we service both fields, you feel me? So anything you want to say with that right there I just said, D?
Man, ever since I've known you, man, old Rob done did everything he said he was going to do, man. Y'all are just the most consistent people I've ever come in contact with, man. I appreciate it. They show, man, a lot of other people who are behind the walls are going to appreciate it. Man, just don't stop, man. These are some good people, man. They doing some good things, man. And, I mean, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement has been a blessing to me, and hopefully it will be to others, man.
And we appreciate that, man. So we just want to say good night to everybody, and we want to just thank everybody who tunes into our show every Wednesday night. And like my man D say, don't stop, because it's always something to do. It's always something to educate others on, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, our fifth year toy drive and food drive is coming up. And, you know, don't forget that. You can log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackcom. You can get all the information on there. And you'll also be seeing where our drop boxes will be this year. And we want to just thank everybody who has been with us from day one, starting out our toy drive as well. So you'll see them on our Dropbox list as well. So we just want to thank everybody who believe in me and my wife and believe in what we do and believe in our movement. So, you know, it's heartfelt, you know what I mean, of so many people that we're connected with when it comes down to the Streets Don't Love You Back. And I'll pass the mic to the missus and let her say her last words. Well, the missus just waved her hand, ladies and gentlemen. So she just wanted to say one love to everybody. When she raised her hand up, that means she just wanted to say to everybody one love and thank everybody for being down with the movement, you know. So we want to thank my man, Michael Baser, for coming on tonight. He did a great, great show with us. And keep up the good work that you're doing, Mr. Baser, and God bless you and your family always. And God bless you, D and G.I., and y'all keep up the good work y'all doing as well. And we'll be right back here next Wednesday, God's will, and be doing the same thing, educating and giving our great interviews. One love and God bless.
Shorty after life, it's death, sitting here wishing hope. It ain't pain for my last breath. Never stepped the right hands in the first place. All I can remember is a picture of her face. She sent me away to call her king, trying to protect my family. Yeah, that's what it takes. You learn your lessons the hard way, but unless you learn, you take heed when you learn today. Can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. It pays to earn your way, but will God forgive me for the lies that I take, mistakes that I make? For goodness sake, I gotta change my way. I gotta do something different, it's gonna be too late. Life is life, I gotta move on. Keep my head up high, keep my spirit strong. Who knows, heaven might have a place for me. So tonight, down on my knees, ask me, Lord, please, yeah. Can you forgive me? Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, this one, Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this one. Life is like a puzzle, like 40. Somebody that stole the pieces, now there's no peace. When will it all seem well? Steady hand, sirens go off, and I have a string bouncing off some screens. Is it society, or is it just me? Trying to break these chains off my hands, crying to be free. Looking to the eyes of the eyes that are looking into me. Tell me what you see. Don't judge me from a book cover, though. I ain't to read. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, stuck with, whether it makes you happy or sad, it's up to you to make it good or bad. You hear me?